The bell over the door tinkled. A blast of unseasonably warm air, a wave of uber-expensive men's cologne, and Mangton General Store's most notorious patron entered. My eyes remained glued to the GED study guide open on the counter in front of me. No point in looking up. He was the only customer who wore Clive Christian C for men. My best friend, roommate, and manager, Elsie Irving, nudged me hard in the ribs. When I didn't respond to her not-so-subtle hint, she gave the textbook one hard shove and whisper-shouted my name, Alice. Using my cat-like reflexes, as Elsie liked to call them, I snatched the book with my fingertip before it went over the edge. What? I hissed. Elsie indiscreetly gestured to our new customer with her dark gaze. I rolled my own hazel eyes skyward. Henry Havelock Hensley III, Trey to those he designed to call friends, and the media who thought they were on a nickname basis with the heir to the world's largest private security company, was not someone I cared to associate with. Even if only to help him find the instant macaroni and cheese he came here every other day to purchase. Triple H, the moniker bestowed upon the golden boy by the general store's owner, Chuck. Something about a WWE wrestler he'd been obsessed with once upon a time. Attended the elite Mansfield Preparatory Academy in rural Mangton, Maryland. Shortly after the start of fall term, Triple H had decided that the school's cafeteria cuisine didn't match up with his juvenile palate. So, the boy wonder had started coming to our fine establishment to buy microwavable meals and copious caffeinated products for his dorm room. Now he was a staple, a nearly constant fixture, not unlike the mold that grew in Chuck's office. And much like that mold, Triple H was impossible to keep out, no matter how unpleasant I made his visits. It's him, Alice. Go ask if he needs help. Elsie whispered in my ear. I know who it is. I can smell him from here, and he doesn't need help. I shot back, returning my attention to the study guide. Come on, he's hot. Elsie insisted, trying to pry the book from my vice-like grip a second time. And he likes you. I see that little grin he always has on his face whenever you're working. Please, he gives that grin to everyone, even Chuck. Now, if you'll kindly take your hand off my book, I can get back to things that really matter. While technically my boss, Elsie was only 3 years older than me, just shy of her 21st birthday. We'd become Insta friends, as Elsie liked to say, the year before when Chuck had hired me as a part-time sales clerk. You go talk to him, I growled, giving the book a hard yank that was followed by the sound of tearing paper. The page on equilateral triangles flapped freely in Elsie's long fingers. Sorry, she said, the apology just short of sarcastic.